Well, we all know military power is not just important, but essential. We should use it. We have used it. But it's clearly not enough. Here we are, 6 years after 9/11, and the National Intelligence Estimate tells us the threat is about the same as it was. It's persistent and evolving. No president could claim success 6 years after Pearl Harbor if the threat was persistent and evolving. We can't claim success today. We can talk about the domestic issues if you want and Q's and A's, but Mike and I, of course, will focus on the international side where Governor Kaine and Mr. Hamilton see the greatest dangers of failure in our policy. Failure looms. Failure is a possibility. Because we aren't addressing the threat. There is so much more that needs to be done with all the tools of national power beyond the military tool. I'll just talk about a few things and then we'll turn to your questions. The influence of the United States in the world, the ability of us to achieve our foreign policy goals, depends profoundly on how other governments and other populations view us and view our role in the world. Now, in the classic balance of power, everyone in the world gangs up against the big power. Well, we don't think that's going to happen anytime soon against the United States. Yet, our influence depends on the receptivity of the rest of the world to our ideas and to our foreign policy. As Governor Kaine and Mr. Hamilton put it yesterday, the United States, to achieve its long-term security, needs to be viewed by the world not as a threat, but as a source of opportunity and hope. America has a very powerful message for the world that doesn't involve military power. So what is it that we need to do that we're not doing? Well, we can look at educational assistance for starters. Our educational assistance worldwide is flat. In Pakistan, key country, it's decreasing. It was $64 million in fiscal year 2006. The administration's request for this year is somewhere around $27 million. Now, there have been some good steps in Congress to add money in an appropriations bill, $75 million for basic educational assistance in Pakistan. We'll have to see how the appropriations process plays out. The House bill also increases the level for education from $530-odd million for basic education worldwide to $750 million. The point here is that the influence of the United States in helping basic education and helping in so many other areas, economic development, water projects, health, make people's lives better and influences how they view the United States. You look at opinions in Indonesia and Pakistan toward the United States, and those numbers don't look good. But in the immediate aftermath of U.S. assistance after the tsunami in Indonesia and in the aftermath of the earthquakes in Pakistan in 2005, there's a substantial increase public opinion, how favorably they've used the United States. Now, I want to create any misimpression here. Our foreign policy is not determined by public opinion polls in other countries, but make no mistake, our influence and our ability to achieve our goals depends on how we are viewed. And we cannot defeat terrorism. We cannot answer Secretary Rumsfeld's question positively, unless opinion sees a very different United States in its actions on the international stage. Now, Governor Kaine and Mr. Hamilton talked a little bit about that. Guantanamo, it's a stain on the reputation of the United States. It's not indelible. It can and should be closed now. Middle East peace process. Everyone in this room knows better than I how hard it is, how impossible it seems sometimes, how frustrating it is. And yet, it's crucially important to America's national security interests. Why? Because we're trying to reconcile our substantial interests across the Middle East with our commitment to the security of the state of Israel. You can only do that if you're working on a peace agreement. Every step of progress in the peace process has come from the profound, detailed involvement of the highest levels of the American government, involving not just the Secretary of State, but the involvement of the President of the United States. We need to invest that effort. Sure, it's hard. Sure, it's going to take years. But there is no step that is going to shape the views and minds of young people, 1.3 billion Muslims from Morocco to Indonesia, more than how they see the role of the United States in the peace process. I don't have to tell all of you about Al Jazeera and inflammatory TV and newspapers. You know all about that. But you can't change those perceptions unless you change facts. And in some sense, it isn't that hard. We all know what that peace settlement is going to look like within a couple miles of either way. Everyone has in their mind what it's going to look like. It just takes an awful lot of effort to get there, and the United States is the key country to make that happen. Let me close by just talking a little bit about public diplomacy. And here I don't want to talk about broadcasting. We can do that in Q&As if you want. But the most important part of public diplomacy is that last 3 feet between an American and a person from another country. It's the relationships you build over time. And, you know, investing today in scholarship and exchange programs, I can't point to much of a payoff from doing it this year compared to next year. But I can tell you, there's nothing more important over the course of a generation than the scholarship and exchange programs. They profoundly shape people's attitudes, the rising elites, both in the Middle East, and for that matter, the elites in the United States. Scholarship and exchange programs aren't just to benefit how other people view us, but will help us understand and make better policies in the future toward the Arab world and the Islamic world. So, to use the economist's terms, every marginal dollar that is available for public diplomacy, maybe in the 150 account as a whole, should be invested in scholarship and exchange programs. There's so much more to say, but I think it's most relevant if it's in response to your question. So thank you.